This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. My brothers and sisters in Islam today, I want to share with you the very final moments of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on this earth before he passed away and what we can learn from it. Aisha radiallahu anha narrates this story and it is found in Sahih al-Bukhari wa Muslim, so it is authentic. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his final moments were spent in the apartment of his wife Aisha radiallahu anha. She says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was being treated while he was on her chest. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's head was on the chest of Aisha radiallahu anha in his final moments. And then she says, فَدَخَلَ عَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ ابْنُ أَبِي بَكْرٍ عَلَيْهِ. Her brother, Abdul Rahman, the son of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he entered in the room while Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in the final moments. وَفِي يَدِهِ جَرِيدَةٌ رَطْبَةٌ. And in the hands of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, or in the hands of Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu, was a siwak, جَرِيدَةً رَطْبَةً, a siwak that came from the fronds of the palm tree, from the branches of the palm tree. He had this in his hand. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam stared at the siwak that was in the hands of Abdul Rahman. So then Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that I observed the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and I knew he loved the siwak. So I said to him, should I get it for you? So he nodded with his head, yes. So she took the siwak from her brother. She says, فَقَضَمْتُهُ فَطَيَّبْتُهُ. She cut the tip of it with her teeth. And then طَيَّبْتُهُ, she softened it and she made it flexible for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then she passed it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then she radiallahu anha says, فَمَا رَأَيْتُهُ إِسْتَنَّ اسْتِنَانًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْهُ. She said, on that day, that was the day in which I have never seen him brush his teeth with a siwak better than he did on that day. Allahu Akbar. Look at the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's passion concerning a sunnah, even in the very final moments of his life. He used this, a siwak, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is how he spent the final moments of his life. This siwak, my brothers and sisters in Islam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says about it, مَرْضَاتٌ لِلْرَبِّ مَطَارَةٌ لِلْفَمْ. It earns a person Allah's pleasure and it purifies the mouth. So he used it and he brushed his teeth in his final moments. And then Aisha radiallahu anha says, فَمَا فَرَغَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنْ قَالْ فِي الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى. And then at the very last moment, he said, الرفيق الأعلى, I want to join the high company, I want to join the high company. Meaning, at this moment, he was going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then she radiallahu anha says, فَقُبِضَ وَمَالَتْ يَدُهُ. She says, and he died, and his hand, مَالَتْ يَدُهُ. His hand went like this. مَالَتْ, meaning it fell, his hand fell. Subhanallah. And I look at this narration, and I reflect over something beautiful. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life was documented so well that even the last action he did was mentioned in the hadith, and that is that his hand fell like this. Who in history, his life was documented so much to the point what they did at the time of death and their hand movements at the time of death were recorded? No one. And this proves the authenticity of Islam. And this is a story of 1,400 plus years ago from the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it's still preserved today. Allahu Akbar. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, love the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and implement it in your life. And especially this, as-siwak. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved to use this before every salat and before every wudu and before reading the Quran and when waking up from a deep sleep, whether during the night or from the day. And he also used to use it the first thing when he entered the house, as Aisha radiallahu anha narrates. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to keep us steadfast upon the sunnah. Wallahu a'lam. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.